Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond, and we have a special guest. Yay. He's back, Phil Gebhardt.
Our special guests.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Thanks for having me back.
Cool. Oh, Phil's back, and that means it's quiz.
He's our only repeat guest.
Yeah, that is true. You're only a repeat guest. Usually people never want to come back here.
Put his hands in some cement. Yeah. How about mud in the backyard? Put his hands in it.
That's what we need. So, anyway, Phil's back because it's quiz time. And I don't want to say anything, Rick, but the last time it was quiz time, Phil kind of, like, carried it. Even though, technically, we screwed up the audio, but so we're going to fix this time for sure. We're going to make sure this works. I'm going to listen to the entire thing, which I hate to do. But but we'll do that.
Yeah, because once is enough.
Listen to my voice. Don't let him fool you.
So anyway, we had another listener who, actually his name was Rich, mm-hmm. sent in a question for us. And it's a five-part question, and it has to do with what we talk about at the Martini Bar all the time. Movies, television, sports, something else. And Broadway.
All of the above.
Phil,
Broadway?
Phil better carry Broadway.
Don't even talk about that. That's a different bar again.
That's the street that runs down north and south, right?
In Manhattan. Yes.
So anyway, and you'll catch on when these questions come because they already, but between the three of you, we're just going to get right into it. Is there anything we should cover before we get into it?
No, we can talk about stuff after.
Okay. We'll
talk current events, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the first question is, and this is kind of a warm-up, is what are the top five grossing movies of all time? Theater gross.
Okay.
Avatar.
There you go. Amanda comes in with the first one. Avatar is number one. Titanic is two.
E.T. at the time.
E.T., no.
I'm going to say
these numbers are crazy, too. Right. Avatar is the $2.7 billion. It's the worldwide gross on that thing.
Wow. Oh, I hate to say Toy Story.
Story 3 is number 5.
Star Wars.
I got
No Star Wars.
No Star Wars.
Okay, Godfather.
No Godfather.
Really? I'm disappointed. There she is.
So we have one more left.
We have one. You have 1, 2, and 5. You need to get 3 and 4. And both of them, I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
Both of them are the third in the trilogy.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is number 3. And four, the fourth one, I think, is coming up this summer. So I guess it's not a trilogy.
Oh, Harry Potter?
No,
Potter. That's more than that.
There's 20 of those, I think.
Oh, the third one. Okay.
I think this was the third one.
The third
one. There's another one coming up.
Not Terminator.
Nope. Let's see what other hints I can give you.
Why not get this?
It's not many of these.
Winnie the Pooh. Why could I forgot?
Actually, I
there's been three of those.
Rick, you have a relationship with Tim Burton, who also has a relationship with one of the stars in this movie.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. 1.1 billion.
It's the fourth one coming out.
I love those films.
You like those?
I do. I really enjoy them. They're like beautifully shot. They're incredible costumes.
The ones that I like. I like the first one and the third one. I like the second one.
That was my
fun. But I mean, they're all fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
I just couldn't follow the second one. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Yeah, whatever.
I think Lord of the Rings is the best of those.
I agree.
I would agree with that.
The third one.
Third one.
Yeah, awesome. I agree with that.
But I think,
considering it's a movie where everybody's just walking from one place to another,
yeah. I'm going to make trees even walking.
Trees are walking.
It's kind of basically.
But I'm going to go on a limb here and say that the next Harry Potter will dethrone one of those five.
Nope.
You don't think
as far as money wise, I would agree with that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is it the last one?
It is the last one.
Oh, okay.
And this really isn't fair because that 3D thing
of the last,
the 3D thing screws it up.
Well, it makes it more expensive to go.
Right. With Avatar, it's like most people want to see the 3D Avatar, which is jacking up the price.
$15,
but it was well worth it.
How much is
that? Yeah, that one needs to be seen 3D. Most of the 3D movies are not meant. They don't need to be seen 3D.
No, I don't really need to see Hobbit.
Toy Story didn't need 3D. No,
I love love going to the movies with my kids, but I don't need to.
No.
I think Jackass was 3D.
It was. Yeah, because well, you need that 3D.
That is worth it.
You want to see...
But Scream 4 needs to be in 3D. You know, the blood splattering everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's move on. So you kind of get what the... All of these questions are kind of similar to that. And this one here, I'm totally disgusted by one of the responses, or the answers, but the top five selling albums of all time. And I'll give you a hint.
This makes me mad.
Nobody buys albums anymore, so because everybody can download digitally.
But,
they have to buy those too.
Yeah. They have to buy those too.
But
they have to buy downloads.
Yeah, but you don't buy the entire album. People can buy one song
okay,
now.
Well, these idiots don't count. If they don't buy an album, I would
venture to guess the first one is Thriller.
Unbelievably, Thriller, 110 million. And,
you know, it used to be number one.
And
for
number
a long
two
time.
Is 49 million.
The Eagles' Greatest Hits was number one for a long time.
It was. That's number six now. So all of that's a good thing to know is that now. So that was 77 or something. So all of them are after. Well, not I guess well, they're not all
so,
after.
So Thriller's number one.
Thriller is number one.
All right, and the Eagles are down to what number
six?
Is there an Elvis in there?
I thought you said top five.
I want five. I'm just telling you that the Eagles dropped.
All right. I was going to say Elvis, too.
No Elvis. No Beatles.
What Elvis? Seriously, what Elvis album would sell? You can't even name one Elvis album.
Well, he's always at the top of the list of
for
the
like,
years.
For like
King Creole was an awesome album.
Huh?
No, I don't know.
So you can't even name three Elvis albums. Okay.
Okay. What about the Vegas one?
No, Jerry. Seriously.
There's one soundtrack, which is the one that disgusts me.
Titanic.
No.
I was going to say it was your favorite album of all time.
That should be there.
Eight-track.
And that's probably what bothers me. Rick just pulled out an eight-track.
I had it in the back of the bar just for this.
Saturday Night Fever.
You've got it. Do you have a player to play this on?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I got this mostly for Jerry. This is kind of a gag.
That is by far the best soundtrack of all time, in my opinion. It is.
It's one of the best, okay.
But there's another soundtrack.
And I'm guessing you know all the dance moves.
Oh, I do. I have the suit.
We'll have to have a whole podcast on that movie sometime.
Okay, so you've only gotten one of the albums. Let's get back to the business at hand.
You said one of the soundtracks. We haven't done
the one of the soundtrack, but that's you'll never get that.
Mandy, you might. She buys lots of soundtracks.
She did not buy the soundtrack. And if she did buy the soundtrack, you should be ashamed of yourself.
What is it, like Flashdance or something?
No, verse.
Worse.
Greece. Worse.
Oh,
no, Greece would be respectable.
Wow, really?
Xanadu.
I love Xanadu.
Okay, don't focus on the soundtrack because you won't get that. You want me to give you hints on the other ones?
Well, we already got Michael Jackson. We got...
The Wall.
Pink Floyd in there? No, but there is a Pink Floyd.
I know.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon number three.
You know that was on the charts for like 15, 20 years?
Really?
Like in the top 100? I'm not kidding.
Wow.
The Rolling Stone Hot
Tub. Great album.
Billboard 100. Yeah.
Great album.
So that's number three. So, Bill, I'll give you credit for getting Pink Floyd. Rick, you brought it home with the...
I said the same time, but he said... Okay.
But you brought it home with Dark Side of the Moon. So you got Thriller number one, Dark Side of the Moon number three. So we got to get some other ones here.
Is there any 80s stuff in there?
They're all 80s. Well, let me see. One's a... they're all 80s.
Is there any Kids on the Block in there?
No, but that was another surprise.
Good.
No, not New Kids on the Block. Backstreet Boys Millennium is number eight of all time.
Ew. What did I tell you about the 80s? How bad? Do you need any more?
Is there a Madonna album in
there? No Madonna albums.
Oh.
Okay, well, you should get one, okay? I'll give you
a...
Okay.
Well, is there a
number
Beatles
two,
album in
number
there?
Two is a good album. I have it.
Is there a Beatles album
One of
in there?
The guitarists wears a skirt. But
what'd you say?
One of the guitarists wears a skirt.
Pearl Jam.
Might be a kilt.
Want me a kilt?
Well, can't be the New York Dolls now, then. They all wore skirts.
Can't believe you don't know this.
Not you two.
No.
Thank you. Okay.
They're actually, and their stuff is not, I don't think they're on iTunes. They protest iTunes.
Good. Good for them. I appreciate that about them anyway.
You don't know,
Led Zeppelin.
No?
No.
You're going back too far. That's why
I'll give you a couple. I'll give you one of the songs from the album. Shook Me All Night Long.
AC/DC.
AC/DC, Back in Black. Number two album of all time.
It's going to be one of the loudest concerts I've ever been to.
Really?
You've been to an AC/DC concert?
That's really
and was Angus Young rocking the shirt?
The amazing thing is, like, everybody was standing there, in not moving except for and he's just running crazy back and forth. Everybody else was just sitting there doing nothing. But
probably,
he was
probably told not to move.
But I'm the star. Gotta be one of the loudest shows I've ever been to.
Really?
I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
But yeah. Whew.
So we got
so
one,
two. Yeah, one, two, and three.
Is there any Stones in there?
No Stones.
See, no,
Stones.
No classic stuff. Obviously.
It's not, it is. Yeah,
the Beatles are not.
It's weird because
okay,
I think
I'll see Sgt. Pepper.
No Beatles.
I didn't think so. See,
people. I think because
I'm thinking.
Well, two things. I think that prices went up, so that's
also the Beatles. Which it could be one of any.
Right.
Could be one of ten.
So
any one of 10 albums, it would be number one.
And so I think it's before okay. digital
oh,
stuff came.
You
out.
You know what? Shoot. Okay. Because remember that Beatles number one album that came out.
Yeah.
It was just their hits.
Yeah.
That was huge.
It's a great album.
But it has
well,
to be
have, the next one, next two,
has to be
the next one will show you it has nothing to do with quality. The fifth one's not a bad album.
I can
You mentioned him earlier, Phil, when we were talking about good softball players in New York.
Oh, Meatloaf?
Meatloaf?
Man out of hell!
Are you kidding?
Good album.
That is a good album.
It is. $43 million.
Wow. Dollars or copies?
Copies, $43 million.
I would have not guessed that.
Out of hell.
I mean, it's a great album.
I would have
it's by far his best.
That's also
70s. Best work, yeah.
I agree. I was going to, yeah, okay.
It's also 70s. Yeah, 78, I think.
Okay, and now the most.
Is the soundtrack one?
The soundtrack one is the most. Disturbing one, and you're not going to get it. So
from,
I'm just going
to
I'm just going to hint you. It's from the 80s. I think they're going to remake it. The original starred Kevin Costner was the male lead.
Not Dances with Wolves.
No, the female lead.
Bull Durham
has a coke habit, and is a her husband had a coke habit. The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston, is the number four selling album
so stupid.
Of all time.
That's awful. That's just terrible.
It's disgusting.
From where, you what's your reference husband for these? Had the coke problem, but I think she was the one that had the problem.
He did it. He's the one that hooked her on this stuff.
I think that's why they were together, because she's
Saturday Night Fever
is
number nine, and what was the leading one that I remember back, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that was a huge album.
Number 10.
That was also huge for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
Okay. Now we're going to test you, and we got
to... Get me out of this bad mood. Let's
go to TV. Let's go to TV. Okay. The top five highest TV
episodes, telecast.
Single telecast.
All right, I know.
Well, MASH,
I know
it's MASH, but it's not. But it's not number one.
It is number one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
By share, I know what you're going to say is number one because I was confused, so I had to like research this when I saw this was MASH because I've always heard that Ed Sullivan when the Beatles were on was number one.
No, there was one
MASH.
It is.
There was one just recently in the last like month.
Oh, really?
That surpassed.
Really?
MASH, and I can't remember
one episode
what it is.
Of something.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Glee.
No.
Well, I find it hard because, like, the rating with cable now, ratings are so diluted.
Yeah, because you have 500.
Because I mean, it's like MASH was like 60 million households watch that, and like the Leno show will get like 15 million nowadays
a night.
Yeah, something like that. Like.
This doesn't count Super Bowls, okay?
Oh, yeah, I got two Super Bowls on here.
Who knows? Who knows Super Bowls? I mean, every year they're gigantic.
No, they're not, because they're old Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pittsburgh
and Dallas.
Bob Newhart show?
No.
Pittsburgh and Dallas. No? I mean, you could pick.
Well, okay, well, I'll give you that one.
Seinfeld. Seinfeld, one of them?
No.
Really?
Okay, Friends. I'm gonna go way back on one, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the question.
I'm going to go way back on I Love Lucy.
No. It's amazing.
I'll tell you which episode I think it is. A hell of it now.
No, I think this is the same thing. It's like before cable.
No, that was the actress.
Yeah, because these are all
before cable, so we're only three networks to choose from. And that's why the Super Bowls aren't.
How about
don't beat any of these?
I'm gonna. What about like Carson's last show?
Carson's last show is up there, but not.
Didn't get the top five. Okay.
No.
Well, these are back in the day.
Well, I remember the MASH episode. How huge that was! It was also a huge
like that. There was a
huge disappointment too.
There was a famous television episode. Back.
Oh, Who Shot JR?
Who Shot JR? Number two, Dallas.
She's like,
I'm sorry, I missed
Dallas
that one.
To her is like,
yeah, I have no idea.
It's a city, and that's all. She doesn't know. But I remember that was
I'll
huge.
Tell you the two Super Bowls. 16 and 17, which tells you it's about time. San Francisco, Cincinnati, and then Washington, Miami. Because there were a lot of people before cable.
To be. Okay.
Before we figured out that we could watch HBO. And the last one, number three.
We're game show music.
I love them.
Tijuana Brass, everybody. Okay,
Let's see. I would like to actually see that. It's a miniseries. It's the last episode of the miniseries, Roots. Mm. Final episode of Roots.
Good call.
These are before your time, sweetie.
Okay. Phil?
Okay, well, the TV ones make more sense to me.
They do.
I don't really begrudge any of those for being. Oh, yeah. I get it.
Okay. Phil, this is going to be your wheelhouse.
These people with the albums.
Amanda will have to help too. Because you're New York. You're born in
New York,
right?
This so is I need to have my thumbs forward when I answer questions.
So Rick,
here's where I go.
Rick can sit this one out.
I don't have to go, but I'm going to go anyway.
Although, Rick, I'm going to give you, you were indirectly involved in two of these.
Okay, I know what you're
going to say. Okay, so the top five grossing
12
Broadway
Angry Men.
Shows.
12 Angry, no.
Cats.
Cats is way down there, number eight. And I think it's because this is grossing. Phantom of the Opera, number one. Good call.
Okay, come up with that.
Your masculinity is definitely in question.
Is Les Mis in there, Wicked?
Les Mis is number six.
Okay.
Which Phil worked on.
Beauty and the
Played softball in
it. Beauty and the Beast.
Wicked, number three. Beauty and the Beast, four. And Rick drew LeFou, right?
Yeah.
In the movie.
They didn't ask me to... Odd that they didn't ask me that.
Yeah, anything to do the Broadway.
Anything to do with the the Broadway show.
Is Rent in there?
They didn't even ask you to be a spork or anything in the final.
I animated. Yeah. You know what I did? I did some of the very first animation in the movie. I animated the Dancing Forks.
Oh, those were awesome.
Do you remember
awesome.
The Dancing Forks doing the high stepping?
That was awesome.
The Rockettes thing? I did that.
Yeah, and that's really what the Broadway... I'm sure that was the inspiration for the Broadway thing.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be like Busby Berkeley.
It was a Broadway thing, yeah.
And I remember when I first did that scene in Don Hanson. God, that fork looks great, man. That's going to be awesome. And then they put it all together with the color. And it did look really cool.
Looked great.
But I guess the other one is Lion King.
Lion King. Did you draw anybody in Lion King?
No,
that's number two.
I left.
You quit.
It was a very heated dispute, and I left. I left before Lion King came out.
You went to draw Moses.
A forgettable.
Whatever.
People know who Moses is.
You got everybody but number five.
Number five. I wish it was like a really
Is it more
old.
Recent or is it older?
It's more recent, but it's...
Did we say Les Mis already?
Avenue Q?
It's... The music is more 70s music.
Mamma Mia!
Number five. Way to go, Amanda. Phantom of the Opera. $770 million, that thing pulled in.
It's a great story. Really
great
is.
Great story, but...
Really is a great story. Too.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
That's right.
That guy can... He pulls magic out of a hat.
Okay, we're down for our final...
He doesn't even wear a hat. That's how good he is.
We're down to our final question, the final part of the question. What else do we talk about at the Martini Bar? We talked about...
Sports.
Martinis?
Sports.
Baseball.
We don't talk about Broadway, but somehow...
Not usually.
Except when Phil's here. Phil's here.
Otherwise, we keep it very masculine around here at the bar.
I like Broadway.
Phil came to the podcast with white gloves.
And the cane.
Not to mention the cut-off.
Nobody has ever come with a cane before except him.
Okay. In 2010, the top sports earners, including endorsements, in America.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, number one, which is weird. What did he do in 2010?
I think it's going to go down.
He did a lot of things.
I didn't say
none of them were sports related.
I didn't
related.
Say who did he do. I said what did he do.
Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod, number five.
A-Rod.
New Yorker. Spoken like a New Yorker.
Yeah, okay.
Who else? 2010, right?
You're not going to get him.
Kobe?
Kobe was number seven.
Okay. LeBron James.
LeBron James, number four. Right. Good call. You got two and three to get.
All right.
Two's a golfer, three's a boxer.
No, what? No.
Two's a what?
Golfer. Another
Phil
golfer.
Mickelson?
Phil Mickelson was second.
Okay.
$62 million.
I'm really surprised about that.
And third is a boxer. Well, you probably won't get
Manny Pacquiao.
Should have been Manny Pacquiao. He's like the best backer. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Floyd Mayweather Jr. made $60 million last year.
Wow.
He doesn't remember it. That'd be a lot of money.
Well, I don't. Would you say we got stumped, or did you say you got stumped, or would you say that you?
We did all right.
We hit a speed bump or two. Kept going.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the album question threw me like crazy.
Yeah, that Bodyguard thing. There
nobody
was like no chance
that
that's not right.
And we would get that. So anyway, yeah, then that should be something.
Kathleen may have gotten it because she's more of an 80s.
She wouldn't have got it.
You don't think she would have gotten
somebody,
it?
We,
80s, I didn't get it.
We need to get more. We need some. Well, see, but those will never get beat. That's the problem, is because nobody buys albums anymore. Somebody needs to release a really good soundtrack to dethrone that thing.
Yeah.
So,
can't we just erase it?
Because, I think we should replace the Saturday Night Fever.
Nobody remembers it anyway, so who cares?
Yeah,
so, it doesn't matter.
Well, unfortunately. I hear they're making a remake of that movie.
Good. That well, they could, I mean, it's a great idea. It needs to be remade.
Who's going
to
play who?
Didn't we do a podcast Shakira. On... that's going to go up your nose. He's almost stick the, he almost stick the stick with the,
no,
the olives up his nose. You guys
should have
seen it.
I've been drinking martinis for years. I have not.
Obviously.
I know exactly where
too many,
doing.
Too many years. Anyway. I think we did okay.
So,
for the,
so we did okay. So thing. Anyway, thank you for the submission. It was good questions. And if you have other questions, submit them, and we'll invite Phil over, include some Broadway crap so he can come.
Hey, stop
so he can feel at home. Yeah.
And we'll do that.
Love in this room, baby. Love in this room.
You did get it. You got like four... Between you and Amanda, you're the ones that got them.
We can divide the podcast between masculine and feminine. We'll do the masculine the first 10 minutes and the feminine stuff.
And you know, the worst part is I've seen all of those.
Well, anyway.
Well, you worked them. Kids.
Yes, I do.
So.
See?
Yeah, but this was all before kids.
So, Alan, thank you for joining us for Rick's Martini Bar. Phil, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We just joke with you because we like you.
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming by. Come back again anytime.
We'll be less nice to you each time you come. So that way, you know, you're like family. Though.
Perfect.
And we are this close to Susan Olsen being here next week. So we got to come back.
You can make it happen.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. And don't forget to visit our sponsors. First of all, you download this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com.
$6.99
entirely
per
free.
File.
All the time free. And if you go there, click on the link for PV Imaging, get some graphics
done,
some
printing. We get money from
printing.
That, get some money from that.
Peter comes through for us.
He prints his own money there.
Peter comes through.
You know, I knew the last batch was wet. Is that why?
And then you can also...
Does Washington have a mustache? Washington didn't have a mustache.
If you go through the link, yeah. That was...
In the middle.
Yeah, it was Washington.
Martha did.
It was Washington from Welcome Back Cotter. That was for some reason.
Yeah. Speaking of TV...
But anyway, if you also go there, you can go to the audiblebooks.com. And if you go to audible.com through our website, we get a little piece of the action there, too. So support the podcast. Thanks for joining us, Phil. Oh, you were so good. You saved us.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Join us next week at Rick's Martini Bar.
Cheers.